That's right, you know.
It's like that.
And a lot of people, folks like me.
Did they make their, you know, did they come up and make their own money?
Well, I think their daddies before them were pretty well to do. I think that's what it was. Well, they're about as old as, or older than I am.
We were talking yesterday about where your people came from. Your mother's grandmother and all from Bibb County too?
Yeah.
You know when they came into Bibb County, about how long they've been here?
They was, my grandmother on the sheriff's side was born and raised in Bibb County. And I don't know now, my mother's mother and her dad, my mother's daddy, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think they were born and raised in Bibb County.
So you got pretty good roots right in this area, then.
Yeah. My sister lives at Ward, Alabama, that's down in Sumter County. And she comes up here every summer and stays a week with me. And I carry her up the old Haysop church that's up above the old one, like you're going to Tuscaloosa off to the right of the highway. And we go up there and go through the cemetery and look at all of the graves. And all of my grandmother's folks are buried at Old Pleasant Hill up there, most of them. And my grandmother and granddaddy on my daddy's side buried at Old Haysop church up above the old one.
Is that just a graveyard there?
Yeah. We go up there and go through them, end up at Liberty Church, that's up down on the other side of the Bibb and Tuscaloosa County line, turning up on the hill at Liberty Church, that's in Tuscaloosa County. My mother and daddy and my brother buried that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, we lived just little people down the corner.
When you were coming up, did you call your mother and daddy mother and father, or did you call them daddy or mom?
No, we called them mom and pa. Me and my wife was talking about that the other day. Said, now it's mother and daddy, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's mom and pa back in the day.
What about your grandparents? Did you call them grandmother and grand?
Yeah, grandma and grandpa. That's right. You're right.
And your children, you could call your mother, daddy and mother.
Yes, mom and pa.
How many children do you have?
Me? I've been married twice, and I had three boys by my first wife, just one. But she had been married when her husband got killed, and she got three boys. That's where we go. Her three boys is in North Carolina, and that's where we go visit her. And three, my step boys, you might say.
And where all do your children live, then?
One of my boys lives in Dalton, Georgia. You know where that is?
Is that up kind of north of Atlanta?
Yeah, that sure is. I went through that one time when I was back here, but that's the only time.
I believe it's have a lot of carpet places there, and they sell like carpets and rugs.
Yeah, and he's teaching school there. He ain't never been married. But the other boy lives up here about halfway from Dunham to Tuscaloosa, on what we call the old road. We used to go to Tuscaloosa years ago, because the railroad on the rise of the railroad. Highways on the rise of the railroad now. I used to cross when going to Tuscaloosa from Centerville, had to cross the railroad at Duncanville.
I think I know what you're talking about. So they're on the left of the highway now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that's where my youngest boy died when he wasn't but 4 years old. Took the Bronco pneumonia.
Oh, that's
nice. I was farming up there then, and I was planting corn real early, a little earlier than it is this time, right about the 1st of March. Might have been the last day of February. We planted corn early if it was fitting weather then. And I don't reckon you know it, but if you walk in a fur, walking on that fur, it'll give you a bad cold, that damp ground down there. It sure will. And I was planting corn there, and that little boy, I had a corn planter. And